This WBEZ podcast is supported by Hacia, whose Executive Fellows Program provides Black and Latinx business owners with real-world tools and strategies needed to master fundamental management concepts related to company stability and growth. Registrants learn through one-on-one executive coaching sessions with subject matter experts in the areas of finance, business development, operations, and legal. More info at haciaworks.org.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday on two cases that could dramatically alter how race factors into college admissions. The court is deciding whether race-conscious policies discriminate against Asian American and white students. Across the Chicago area, college students are watching these cases. WBEZ's Nareda Moreno spoke to a Northwestern student who helps lead the school's Asian Pacific American Coalition. Caitlin Wu shared her evolving views on affirmative action based on her own experiences in high school and college.
When I was younger, at first didn't support affirmative action because I saw it as like kind of discriminatory against Asian people, or like we are at a disadvantage. But I think now, looking into it and like really understanding the nuances of like the issue, it's like a tricky topic to talk about. When you talk to other Asian people about this, they all have a very similar experience or like understanding of how affirmative action affects us versus white people versus like other groups of color. And it's very hard because, you know, technically we should be considered diverse because we're such a small minority in the United States, but obviously in higher education it's not the same. Our college counselors, like, sometimes they would tell us certain things like, oh, don't make yourself too Asian on your application. And like, I heard that a lot with other peers that I had where they like tried to make themselves seem less stereotypical in that way to stand out. The college admissions process is run by like humans, obviously, and humans are gonna have like a preconceived idea of like what a person's going to be like. And so I think for those people who may have done more stereotypical like Asian activities, they were told to like downplay that or not like lean into it as much. Asia is so big, it's ridiculous to like group us all under one like model minority stereotype. I was recently having a conversation about this in my like Chicago field studies class. It's like a pre-professional class, and we were talking about diversity in the workplace, and we were also talking about affirmative action, and one of my one of the students said, you know, I think we should stop considering race and it should just be based on like wealth and stuff or like socioeconomic status. But I still feel like I just have to disagree with that, because I think even if we're having like wealthy people of color, specifically like Black and brown individuals who are wealthy coming to schools, like even though maybe they have more like financial access to opportunity, that doesn't negate the experiences that they have as a person of color and like the difficulties or obstacles they have to encounter. One thing that the Asian Pacific American Coalition is trying to accomplish right now is departmentalization for Asian American studies. We're trying to make it a department right now. I think it's just a program. And so when it comes to issues like that where we're trying to advocate for ourselves, it's hard when the administration is not very diverse and we don't feel like they really want to advocate on our behalf or like support the issues that we believe in. So much of what makes college great is meeting people from different backgrounds and exposing ourselves to new ideas and like people from different countries and people who have different opinions. Like, I think it's very important to be diverse in like every way. And so I think if there wasn't any affirmative action, college would be really like not as interesting and not as helpful in a lot of ways.
That was Northwestern University sophomore Caitlin Wu. This story was produced by WBEZ's Nareda Moreno. This is WBEZ.